The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the very evocative and of the classic Buddhist teachings is the idea of the middle way. And it's applied in the ancient teachings in two primary ways that I know of. The middle way or the middle path is the path between asceticism and indulging in sensual pleasures. And so the middle way between those two. And so what's the middle way that neither denies nor indulges? And the other way that it's used in the ancient texts is the middle way is between asserting that something exists on one end and the other end asserting something doesn't exist. And, you know, what's left? You know, if something either exists or doesn't exist, then, you know, that's a little confusing. And the middle way is explained as being that things don't exist independently, and they don't not exist either, but how things occur, if you don't use the word exist, is they occur depending on conditions. And so the coming together of conditions is how things occur, as opposed to something existing, just this is how it is. And so the assertion that we know exactly this is how it is one extreme. The assertion that, you know, this is not how it is, is another extreme. But the middle way is to kind of look at the situation and see, understand how it comes into, what are the conditions that bring about? What are the historical conditions? What are the present moment conditions? What are the concepts and interpretations that need to be in place in order to understand this thing being there? How do things exist conditionally, or part of this traditional language is dependent arising? How does things don't exist. And part of this neither existing or not existing is an appreciation that things are constantly fluid, constantly changing and moving, and nothing is static. And so to watch the shifting and changing nature of things is the middle way. The middle way can also be the middle way between being for or against things. For some people, there's such a strong instinct to be for and against things that that's the only options. And so we're either fighting or we're somehow fighting against something or fighting for something. And we're either right or we're wrong. And so when we have this concept of the middle way in Buddhism and keep referring back to it, it becomes an investigation. It becomes something. Okay, where's the middle way here? Is there an alternative between being for or against? An alternative between being right and being wrong? And what does that look like? So, you know, and physically it can look like when we're for something, we lean towards it. Or sometimes when we're against it, we lean towards it aggressively. Or we pull away. The metaphoric thing in this practice is to learn how to sit upright and stable without leaning forward or backwards, just here. And that's the middle way, just to be here without being for or against. And then being here, then we can start looking at it more fully, at the nuances or the variety of different aspects of what's happening here that might be invisible to us if we're too quick to get before or against, to be opinionated, this is right and this is wrong. And so the middle way Now we're back. The middle way is to investigate. The middle way is to be present for the situation. Middle way is not to get lost in the future, lost in the past, but to be here in the place where we can kind of look more fully all the way around. So what's the middle way in different lives? And the middle way is not a compromise way. Sometimes it's the third way, it's an alternative way that is neither one way or the other, but it's another possibility. And I find that particularly useful in conflict. When people are in conflict, it's either or, then there can be tension. And what's harder to see is that it might be a third way. And the middle way might be to have a conversation, exploration. What's really going on here? To understand the conditions that are happening and different points of view and the different possibilities. And then to stay in the conversation until we can start, well, maybe there's a third option. And to use maybe a silly example, I don't know if silly, but a petty example, that I don't want to diminish how this works in real important situations in our life, is that one person wants to go to the beach, the other person wants to go walking in the woods. And so they're in conflict. It turns out that there's a park nearby that has a lake. And so it satisfies both of them. And so they hang in there and they talk and they find there's a third alternative. So sometimes there are brilliant alternatives that only are discovered if we hang in there in the middle way. So what's the middle way? How do we find, is there another alternative? Can it open up to a new possibility? And then in meditation, what's the middle way in meditation? One way in middle way is to also not to be for or against, not to come to conclusions. It's this way and it's that way. It should be this, it shouldn't be that. These kinds of clear, kind of definitive statements, ideas that this is how it is, this is what exists, this is what doesn't exist, this is what should be, this shouldn't be, are often the kind of world of reactivity that we have. And so there's the evoking, what's the middle way here in the meditation? Maybe the middle way, what's the third way? What's the alternative way? Maybe, it turns out that the middle way is not to put the self in the middle of it all. Turns out a lot of the shoulds and shouldn'ts and it should be, it shouldn't be, what's right and what's wrong, for many people occur around the idea, self-identification and conceit and what's in it for me and who am I and all this. And maybe the middle way is, doesn't a self, me, myself and mine, but it doesn't say the opposite, that I don't count, that I don't exist, that I'm not important. So what's the middle way between selfing and self-denial? And so the middle way is to pay attention to the details of what's happening here. The details of thoughts and emotions and feelings and sensations in the body and begin understanding how they operate and how they influence each other and what goes on. And all the information we need are found in this careful attention here, in this third way, in this middle way, without the self-referencing or without the self-denial. So neither self-assertion nor self-denial, but rather the middle way that happens. So I find that this concept of the middle way that goes back all the way to the Buddha is a very evocative idea. And in different circumstances, there's different things are found to be the middle way. But I find it because you can ask yourself, what's the middle way here? Not the compromise way, but what's the third way? What's the alternative way where there's freedom or where there's compassion or where there's some way that's more harmonious with the situation I'm in than some of the either-or options that people fall into so easily? And the task is not to apply what I've said to your life necessarily, But the task is to understand a little bit this idea of the middle way and how it kind of presents an encouragement to look more deeply, investigate. Don't settle so quickly on the usual ways of doing things. Say, what's the middle way here? And it's, oh, maybe it's not, maybe I don't have to be business as usual. Maybe there is a new way of looking and understanding this that is not for or against.